Three Adelaide high school boys have been suspended after sending abusive messages to a feminist writer. Clementine Ford took to Facebook to speak out about victim blaming after 400 women and girls from Adelaide had naked photos posted on the internet without their permission. But her Facebook post attracted numerous offensive messages and violent threats. Ms Ford has welcomed the response from the school but says corporations like Facebook need to do more to protect women online. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
400 women and girls in Adelaide have been the latest victims of what's called revenge porn, where naked photos of women are posted online, often by their former partners, without their consent. Columnist and feminist Clementine Ford says it's a disturbing practice.
It's not about sex. As with all forms of sexual harassment and assault, it's about power. It's so easy for anyone to go online now and find a photograph of a naked woman who has consented to be there, who is being paid for her time. This is something different. This isn't about seeing someone nude. It's about seeing someone nude when you know that they haven't consented. It's about seeing them nude and having the added thrill of knowing that they're humiliated.
She posted a photo of the top of her chest on Facebook with a message against morning show Sunrise, accusing them of victim blaming in the wake of the story. In response, she received threats and abuse.
It's exhausting and it's upsetting because I know that this kind of thing stops other women from speaking out.
You've made the decision to repost some of the messages that you received to expose them. Why have you decided to take that tact?
I've never posted a private message that a man has sent me where he's requested that it not be shared. And I've never posted a private message that someone has sent me where we're actually having a mutual conversation. I consider sending an unsolicited photograph of your erect penis not to be a mutual conversation. I consider that to be harassment. I consider similarly someone who emails me out of the blue to tell me that they're going to rape me and bash me to not be a conversation.
One of the posts that she published was from three Adelaide high school students. They've since been suspended from school, and in a letter posted on the school's website, the principal, Anita Zocchi, called the comments abhorrent. But she says the students are remorseful.
They are quite distressed and, as I said previously, very remorseful. And I have to add that they have had a very good record in the school, so they understand the huge error of their ways.
Clementine Ford says she was impressed by the action of the school.
It worries me that there is continuing groundswell of entitlement that young men are feeling, particularly over women and particularly over women's bodies, where they feel like they can say whatever they want and they can threaten and harass.
Do you think that social media plays a role in that perhaps this isn't the way they would address someone in person, but behind the safety of a keyboard they feel they can?
Sure. This is why part of my activism is about dispelling this myth of the basement-dwelling monster. You know, most of these people are normal.
Comedian John Oliver has shone a spotlight on revenge porn and online abuse in his US talk show this week.
And that whole distinctly victim-blamey sentiment of if you didn't want this to happen, you shouldn't have taken photos, is hardwired into mainstream culture. Insert any other crime into those same sentences. Listen, guys, if you don't want to get burgled, don't live in a house.
Ms Ford says it was a great piece, but it's not a new issue.
Women have been talking about online harassment and threats for years and years and years. And it's only now, really, that people seem to start being willing to take it seriously.
She was banned from Facebook for reposting some of the abuse she received, but the site didn't ban the men who made the comments initially. She says that needs to change.
I would like to see companies like Facebook start to take these issues a lot more seriously. In its early days, Twitter had similar problems with online abuse of women, and I feel have demonstrated that they are really willing to come to the table. And I don't feel like Facebook is either there yet or has even demonstrated that they're interested in moving towards that.
Columnist Clementine Ford ending Natalie Whiting's report.